But the day that it arrives will be too late. But the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do. We can do today.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we do hope that you are well and welcome to this fantastic episode on the Silsila Deeds of Destruction. And today we have another very thought-provoking topic of discussion that affects each and every one of us in varying degrees, some more than others. And this is part of that knowledge that we need to seek out, that we need to understand, and understand the destructions or devastations, the disadvantages of this spiritual disease or malady. But before I actually reveal what our topic of discussion is, as always, remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them right now that I'm watching, I'm listening to the Silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what I learn, I will try my best to act upon it and to convey this message to others as well. I hope your notebooks, your pens are out, so that you can jot down the important Madani pearls and refer to them at a later stage. Perhaps you may know somebody who is affected by this problem, by this issue, and you can assist them, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, there are so many beautiful blessings and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat, or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this wonderful narration. Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached me with signs of happiness on his blessed face, stating that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came to me saying the following, that Allah Azza wa Jal has said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased that when any person from your ummah sends salat or durood upon you one time, I shower mercy 10 times upon that person? And when any person from your ummah sends one salam, I send 10 salams upon that person. Allahu Akbar. This is Durood-e Pak, this is salawat, that even Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal sends salawat, sends durood and salam upon the noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you and I, who are ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should make this our mindset that I need to read maximum amount of Durood-e Pak on a daily basis. Because let's face it, we spend so much of time. We all say we don't have time, we're very busy, we're preoccupied. But how much of time do we actually waste in unnecessary conversations, in idle talks, in useless activities that have no benefit for you and I? Rather, we moisten our tongues, we keep it moist with the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and recitation of Qur'an-e Pak and Durood-e Pak as well. Let's recite together once. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, that topic of discussion is actually hasad, jealousy, that jealousy will consume you. Jealousy, it will finish you up. And you can never be at peace with this spiritual disease of jealousy. I want to narrate a very wonderful waqi'ah, a narration which has a beautiful lesson for you and I, to show us the depth, the detriments and the disadvantages and devastations, the destructions of jealousy. This is mentioned in the famous book called Hasad, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publications department of Dawat Islami, and there are more than 100 different titles that you can download for free from dawatislami.net. And those books and booklets of Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, who is the founder of Dawat Islami, and many other bayanat and discourses of Al-Madinatul Ilmiyah, which is a department of Dawat Islami, have been translated in over 30 different languages. So take advantage of this convenience for you and download them, read them at home as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will have some positive effects. Nevertheless, the narration goes as follows. There was an individual who was a wise person, and he would attend the royal court on a daily basis. He would advise the king. He was the king's advisor. And once he mentioned to the king in his nasiha or his advices, return the favor when any person does you a favor, and don't worry about the one who does evil, because the one who does evil, the one who tries to harm others, the one who tries to harm you, that person will ultimately face the evil consequences of their own actions. What goes around comes around. Alright? Now, because of these wonderful pieces of advice, these madani pearls, the king used to love this person so much that he would allow him to sit near him on a daily basis, giving him these wonderful pieces of madani pearls of advices as well. Now, there was a senior minister in the court of this king, and he saw this respect and this honor, this love the king was giving to this individual. And he thought, I am a minister. This person is just an advisor, a so-called wise man. So he became jealous. Hasad started to grow within him, started to consume him. So he thought, I need to try to sideline this person. I need to try to remove this person out of the picture, so I receive that love, that respect, those gifts, that honor as well. Allahu Akbar. So one day, when that wise person was not there, this jealous person, the hasid is the person who is jealous. So the hasid, he goes to the king quietly and he says, Your Majesty, do you know that person there who advises you? He talks bad things behind your back, and he tells people that you have a bad breath. Allahu Akbar. When the king hears this, the king says, Do you have any proof of this? The hasid, the jealous person, says that Your Majesty, tomorrow, call him close to you and you will observe how he covers his mouth, he covers his nose with his hand. He will cover his mouth and his nose with his hand when you speak to him. The next day, this hasid, this jealous minister, he invites that favored person, that wise person, he invites him home for a meal. He serves him some salan, some gravy, but there is a lot of raw garlic in that. And he does this on purpose, to give that person a bad breath. Now, after this person's meal, this wise person, this advisor, he would normally go to the king. This was his routine. He would go to the king and give him some piece of advice. After the meal, he goes to the king. And as he's talking to the king summons him and tells him, come closer. Come very close to me. So he's realizing now that if I'm going to be so close to the king, my bad breath may offend the king. So what he does, he covers his mouth. He covers the whole area, and the king realizes, oh, that minister was talking the truth. Look, He does talk bad about me that I have a bad breath. Nevertheless, the king didn't say anything. But the king gave him a letter to give to a certain governor of one of the cities. It was the habit of the king. Whenever he wanted to reward somebody, he would give that person a letter which was sealed with his stamp to give to some governor. And when the person would reach there and hand over the letter, the governor would give him those dinars or dirhams, those gold coins or whatever gift it was, would give it to him. But in this case, the letter contained an order, an official order from the king, that as soon as this person gives you this letter, you must execute him. You must finish him off. Alright? Nevertheless, nobody else knew about this but the king. That today his intention was different. So the letter was not for to receive a gift, but it was to execute this person. So he gives this advisor of his this letter. And he says, go and give it to so-and-so, minister or governor. As he's leaving the fortress, as he's leaving the castle or the palace of the king, this jealous minister sees him. And he sees the letter in his hand. And out of greed is such a bad thing. Greed, he comes forward and he tells the person, oh, you know what, you don't have to worry. I will take this letter and go and give it to the certain governor. Now the wise person, the advisor, he's thinking, you know, I'm just an advisor. He's a senior minister. I should give it to him. It's the right thing to do. He hands over this letter to the jealous minister. The jealous minister goes to the governor and hands over the letter. And now he's expecting, there's an expectation. I'm going to get a reward. What happens? The governor says, he summons some of his soldiers, some of his guards and says, take this person and execute him. So this jealous minister, he's thinking and he's pleading for his life that, no, what are you talking about? Normally we get a gift when we leave any letter, when we convey any message of the letter to any governor. But the governor says, no, in this case, the king has ordered that the person who brings this letter must be executed. And this jealous minister, he pleads for his life. And he says, no, I'm the wrong person. This letter was not for me, it was for somebody else. But the governor says, we are duty bound to fulfill the orders of the king, and therefore that person was executed. The next day, the advisor approaches the court of the king to give him some advice. As he is standing in front of the king is surprised, he is shocked. And he says that, did you not deliver the letter yesterday to the governor? So this wise person says, no, your majesty. Actually, that person, that senior minister, he had taken the letter, he requested the letter from me, and he is the one who went and gave it to the minister. So the king started to understand something is fishy, something is going on here, something is wrong. And he asked him, do you talk bad about me, that I have a bad breath? And this wise person, this advisor says, never, your majesty, I have never done something like this. The king says, then why did you cover your mouth and your nose yesterday when I was talking to you and I brought you close to me? So the wise person, the advisor says, your majesty, actually yesterday that senior minister, he had invited me for a meal at home. And there was a lot of raw garlic in there. And because of that, my mouth had a bad breath, a bad smell. And when you called me close, I was feeling bad that I will offend you with my bad breath, and therefore I covered my mouth, I covered this area. The king understood it was actually the jealousy, the hasad of that minister that this whole scenario took place. Allahu Akbar. My respected, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, do you understand that these parables, these stories are there to help you and I understand in this situation the perils of jealousy? Because who actually are we complaining about? Let's think about this honestly. You know, if maybe a qari sahab, there's different kinds of jealousy. A qari sahab, for example, his qira'ah and his tilawa of the glorious Quran is so beautiful. And maybe I would think that, I wish, you know, why him, why not me? Or Hafidhul Quran, whose memory is so nice. Why not me? Why that person there? Or an alim al-deen, a scholar of Islam, or some orator that speaks so nicely and eloquently and beautifully that he has magic in his words. Why not me? Why that person? Or somebody who is blessed with wealth by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, or good health, and we feel that, you know, why not me? Why that person? And this actually is hasad. This is jealousy. And jealousy, it will eat you up. It will eat your good deeds. As it is mentioned, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, by the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that al-hasadu ya'kulul hasanati kama ta'kulun narul hatab. Allahu Akbar. It means that hasad or jealousy, it eats up good deeds as fire eats up wood. Have you seen how the fire consumes and eats up that wood and turns it into ashes and dust? It finishes it. In a similar manner, jealousy will consume and eat up our good deeds and we won't even know it. And let's think about this. That person who has wealth or a lovely voice or who's handsome or beautiful or whatever it is, who has given them all of these blessings? First question we must ask ourselves. The next time that jealousy is trying to raise its ugly face, it's starting to bubble, we must think about this, that has not Allah Azza wa Jal given this person this blessing or that bounty? So if I'm complaining, am I not complaining about Allah Azza wa Jal? Then why Allah Azza wa Jal gave this person or that person this blessing and this benefit and this bounty and I don't have it? In fact, this is the definition of hasad, of jealousy, is that your fellow Muslim, when you see something that you envy, jealousy, hasad is a destructive envy, a destructive jealousy, that you see something that a fellow Muslim has, you want it, but also you want it to be taken away from that person and given to you, even if you don't say it, because this is a spiritual malady. It's a spiritual disease which is in the heart, in the mind, that you feel, you think, your thoughts are this, then why that person? I should get that, not that person there. It should be removed from that person and given to me. There's no guarantee that even if that person loses the wealth or loses his good health or whatever it is, that you will get it. There's no guarantee in that. But in the same time, even if you don't get it and that person loses it, you have committed the major sin of jealousy, and there is major punishment for this if we don't make tawbah sincerely. Think about this, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Yes, there is another category called ribta. Ribta is actually where you see some blessing in a fellow Muslim and you wish that, how nice if I also had that. If I also had this. But you don't have the intention or the desire or the thought, it must be removed from that person. No, mashallah, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed this person. I wish Allah Azza wa Jal also blesses me. So this is ghibta. This is like an admiration. Right? But hasad on the other side is something where, why that person has it? That person should not have it. I should have it. And this is hasad, this is jealousy, and this is condemned strictly in Islam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a summary of a hadith that only two people should be admired or envied. And this is a good envy. One is the person who recites the glorious Quran night and day. Beautifully he recites it. And another person whom Allah Azza wa Jal has given abundant wealth, that he spends in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, he spends on what is just, what is right. And you feel that, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed these people with these things. If I also had those blessings, I would do the same. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So in these cases, this good envy or admiration is encouraged, it is allowed as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran has mentioned in some ayat, in some verses regarding hasad and its condemnation, jealousy. For example, it is mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah An-Nisa, verse 54. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Or do they envy people due to what Allah has given them from His grace? Another verse of the Holy Quran, also Surah An-Nisa, verse 32.
وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And do not long for things by which Allah has given superiority to some of you over others. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If Allah Azza wa Jal has given those blessings, those benefits and bounties to fellow Muslims in whichever form, we should actually look at those who are below us. In fact, this is a narration that when it comes to dunyawi or materialistic matters, worldly matters, we must look at those who are below us and thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When it comes to deeni matters, then we should look at those who are above us and try to follow in their footsteps. Like the ulama ikram, the honorable scholars of Islam, the awliya Allah, the salaf saliheen, the pious predecessors, sahaba ikram, and of course, anbiya alayhim salam, and our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we always look according to worldly matters to those who are below us. And this will give us some kind of contentment. Because jealousy, it's going to snatch your peace away. Think about this, my dear viewer and listener of Madani Channel. This jealousy, it will make you restless. These long hopes, these desires, these wishes. In our previous episode of the Silsila, Deeds of Destruction, we had mentioned the dangers of desires. You will never be at peace. How do you wish to attain that sukoon, that sakina, and that peace of mind and contentment of heart? And jealousy is one of the things, the thieves that steal away your happiness. And at the end of the day, every single person out there wants happiness. This is what they want. It's no use having all the contacts and influences and wealth and materialism when you are unhappy. Inside you are, it's empty. So a person wants happiness, and jealousy is something, it will avoid you from attaining happiness and peace and contentment as well. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud-e-Islami is that beautiful Madani movement of the glorious Quran and the blessed Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is striving on a global level to help people, to help the believers, the Muslims, to do islah, which is reformation. And this is our Madani Maqsad. This is our Madani mission statement, that I must strive. It doesn't happen overnight. Rome was not built in a day. I must strive, I must work hard to reform myself and to reform the people of the world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And for this, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it's not just an empty mission statement. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, there are facilities, there are Madani activities, there are practical things to be done to achieve and to fulfill this Madani mission statement, that I must strive to reform myself, those who act upon the Madani in'amat. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for your convenience, for our convenience, an app is now available through the different app stores that are out there. You can download it for free and start filling it out. Start practicing upon it one by one, and you will see your own progress, inshallah Azza wa Jal, to remove the spiritual ailments like jealousy. And we will understand what our purpose is, that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, He Azza wa Jal is the one who blesses people with whatever they have. Now imagine if somebody is jealous of you and I. Each person has their own talent. That own special talent is there. Now can you imagine, okay, you are using your talent for work purposes or for whatever else it is, and there is somebody who is jealous of you. How would you feel? And you found out about this, that this person is jealous. Then why do you have this ability and I don't have it? Rather, I have it. Won't we feel bad? So the person that we are jealous of, if they were to find out that I'm jealous of him, how would he feel? If I was close to him, we wouldn't be close anymore. There are certain other destructions of jealousy that, you know, friendships are broken, even amongst family members. Allahu Akbar. And this nazar, or the evil eye is in some cases because of jealousy, because of hasad. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect you and I, our families, our children, our future generations from becoming jealous, and also from the evil eye and the jealousy of others as well. Alright, certain cures are there. If we are sincere, let's make an intention right now that if I do have this jealousy in whichever form, for whichever believer out there, I will try to practice upon this. I will try to join the Madani movement of Dawat Islami. Or if I know somebody who has these kind of feelings, maybe they don't know, but from what we've discussed so far, that you may realize this person is actually, you know, caught up in jealousy. Try to give them these pieces of Madani pearls of advices as well. Firstly, to repent in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sincerely, sincerely beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you, and make that du'as from the bottom of your heart, and, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I have this spiritual disease, help me to remove it, whatever other spiritual diseases they are. Be content with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who has given people whatever they have, has given me what I have. You should be content, because there are so many other people that are in a worse situation than ours, no matter how bad our situation is. If you have 3 times a day meal at home, if you have a roof over your head, shelter, if you have access to pure drinking water, you are a rich person. How many people out there are digging in the bins just for their food, who don't have any shelter? They are sleeping on the sides of the roads. Allahu Akbar. They don't have any protection. They don't have any privacy. We are much better off than so many people out there in the world. Alright, keep the destruction of jealousy in mind, that it eats up one's good deeds as the fire eats up the wood as well. Alright, don't focus on other people's blessings. As I mentioned before, that our scholars have stated, you will never be at peace. Peace, happiness, it will evade you. You will never attain that. That contentment of heart and peace of mind, the person will never have. They will always be restless. That nervousness, you will lose your own confidence because of this. Strive to reform yourself, to rectify your own faults. They say that people who live in glass houses must not throw stones at others, pointing fingers and exposing faults of others. If they were to throw stones at us, our glass house would break, and we would be exposed then. Alright, you know, plan yourself to convert that hatred or that malice, that envy, that jealousy into love, into goodness. How do we do this? When you meet that person that you are jealous of, then, you know, make salam, be the first to make salam to them. Talk good to them. In front of them, talk good. Behind them, also talk good, but praise them when you are with others and they are not there. Give them gifts. Give them gifts and make dua for them. Then, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, bless this person with more. And also bless me as well. Okay? Cultivate the habit of being happy when others are happy, and being sad when others are sad. To look at your fellow Muslim, that, and this is shamatat, it's another spiritual disease, that when your fellow Muslim is sad or has experienced some kind of loss, then we get happy. Does it happen to you? Maybe a certain person that you don't like, you really dislike, maybe you're jealous of, when they experience a loss, when they are unhappy, when they are sad, then I become happy. So this spiritual disease we also need to focus on. It can consume us. May Allah SWT make us amongst those who are grateful, who are patient as well. And again, join the beautiful Madani movement of Dawat Islami. Believe me, you have nothing to lose. And if you really in it, you will gain a lot. Not only you, but your family members as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
But the day that it arrives will be too late. But the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do today.